When you look in the mirror, what do you see? Hi there, I'm Maddie Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Last year, I struggled a lot with my self-image, and I saw a quote recently that stuck out to me. It said something to the effect of, "Stop speaking things over yourself that God has not said." So when I talk about myself in a way that's not true to what God says about me, I need to stop that because I'm speaking things over myself that aren't true. They're lies. Do you ever do this? How do you see yourself? And how does God see you? Well, that's what today's Devo is all about. It's called God's Child by Bethany Acker. I look in the mirror and meet my gaze. Who am I? I can study my looks and see bits and pieces of my parents and similarities to my siblings. I can remember my ancestors and where they came from and know that they are the reason I look the way I do. But beyond the way I look, beyond what I see in the mirror, who am I? I'm God's child. That thought brings comfort. It gives peace. No matter who my looks remind me of, no matter my family or ancestry or anything else about me, the truth is that I am God's child. And that matters more than anything else. I am God's child, and I want to live like it. I want to live for Him. When others see me, I want them to know who I am. I want to shine the light of Jesus. I want to show the world who He is. I want to glance in the mirror and not just see myself, but see God working in me. I am God's child. I am so loved by Him, and therefore I'm free to love Him back and free to live for Him. So let's talk about this a little bit more, my friends. Throughout our lives, we all wonder, who am I? There are many times when this question feels more difficult to answer. We may look to our families or ancestry, or perhaps to our appearance, abilities, or accomplishments to try to discover who we are. But any answer to the question of identity will always be incomplete without Jesus. While our families and ancestry are certainly important, they are not the most central part of who we are. If you've put your trust in Jesus, you have been adopted into God's family as His dearly loved child, and nothing can shake that. If you want to learn more about this, check out the Know Jesus tab at unlocked.org. How could it be comforting and empowering to know that, above all else, you are God's child? In Ephesians 5:1, we are called to imitate Jesus like a small child imitates their loving parent. According to verses 2 through 20, what does this look like practically? As you and I can read in 1 John 3:1, "See how very much our Father loves us, for He calls us His children, and that is what we are." Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, John 1, 12-13, Romans 8, 15-30, and 1 John 3, 1-5, to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Did you find today's Devo uplifting? Well, I encourage you to share it with somebody else who might need it today, whether that's just on Facebook or Instagram, or a direct message to somebody important to you. Also, join us for tomorrow's Devo called Part of the Team with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.